Glory to Jesus Christ. Sunday before Exaltation of Holy Cross, which are going to celebrate on Friday, offers us the most moving, most beautiful verse from the Gospel. And I don't know if there was some kind of pull or some kind of research, but it's sure that people mark this verse about God's love towards us as their favorite. And it is natural that we love to hear about things which are connected to us and they show some kind of benefits to us, good things to us. It's natural that we are happy to hear that God loves us so much that He gave His Son for us. It touches our hearts, and it should. But in this some kind of emotional state which we have when we hear these words, many times we forget that it should be some kind of response on this. It's not enough to only know that we are loved. The second step from this knowledge is to return back this love. This message about God's love is calling, or it is some kind of not request, it is some kind of urge there. Okay, look, this was done for you. Accept this. And this our acceptance is done by our love to God. And we know how we should respond. We heard this prayer Sunday that we should love God from whole soul, whole heart, mind, strength. We should be offering or responding to this love with our love, which doesn't have any weakness. But we usually forget to do this. And many times this is the biggest lie in our life when we say we love God. One priest said that our confession of sins should start with one very common sin. I did not love God. And there is opposition, maybe. People can say, but I do love God. But we know that to love God, it means to keep His commandments. This is what He said. If you love me, you keep commandments. If you don't keep commandments, what He said in Gospel, so to say that we love Him is a lie. And this is why always our confession of sins should start with these words. I didn't love God because I did not keep His commandments. I loved more myself than God because I was doing my things. I was arranging life according to my wishes, not according to God's wishes. And I did not love Him. And it is not easy to reach this love. It's not easy. It's not easy to respond to His huge love with our love, total love. It's not easy. But we should try every day. And we should try hard. Last Saturday, not this one, yesterday, but week before, there was beautiful celebration in Košice, east of Slovakia, when approximately 35,000 people gathered, and many bishops and many priests. The reason for this celebration was beatification of one young girl or lady. She lived during like World War II in a village or township, Vetlovan, which was on border between Slovakia and Ukraine. When the war line, you know, came to this village, and this village or township was freed, you know, from German soldiers, so Russian soldiers came. And one of these Russian soldiers wanted to rape her. He found her, and this was his intention, and she refused. She was fighting back. So he aimed weapon at her, and he said, "You know, I can kill you." And she refused with strength. So he killed her. It might be strange a little bit for us, because we care about our body too much. We care about our comfortable life, about good things. We are afraid of to lose something. But, you know, at the time, people lived with this motto that rather to die than to sin. Rather to die than to sin. She chose to die than to be sin, even not voluntary. This chastity was more for her than her own life. But it was not something because she chose that this is my lifestyle. She did it because she didn't want to betray God and His commandments. Well, we can say that, well, there were many ladies who were raped during that war. Well, it's true. And there were many ladies who resisted and were killed. This is true too. But in her case, something happened, because when we got freedom and communists, you know, were gone, to the township, to her grave, started to come young people who were touched by her story. And for over 20 years, every month, more and more young people were going there. Couples were going there to ask for grace at her grave, to keep pure until the wedding. Men, young men and young ladies were going there to pray over her grave, to ask for good partners, future. And it was some kind of natural movement that Bishop gave assignment to one priest to take care about these young people going there all time. And for more than 15 years, there's like permanent mission which takes care about these young pilgrims. And this natural movement was really a clear sign that she, well, is touching hearts of people because she is with God. And it was very, and it is very important that she was elevated to the altar, because we need to have this sign, this reminder, how important it is to make sacrifice even in order to keep God's commandment. Because how many times this word is really off. We lost the sensibility to sin. Many times we try to tell, to lie to ourselves how we love God. But we are not able many times to keep elementary, these basic commandments. I am talking in general form now. But this is what we see in the world. This is what touches us. And you know, and this is the source of all scandals in the church. We need to try to follow this example of this heroic life, the heroic decisions, rather to die than to sin. Because as her example or her decision moved with thousands and thousands of young people who were touched by her example and they arranged life differently, this world needs Christians who would do the same heroic things. May thousands and thousands are touched and moved to follow good examples which lead closer to God. God tells us today how much He loves us. He loves us so much that He allowed that His Son was sacrificed, that His Son gave life for us. We Christians, we should respond in the same way. We should love God so much that we should not hesitate to sacrifice even our own lives to avoid sin. Amen.